Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
I'm still not used to being a person of such consequence, particularly at a moment like this, when I'm sitting in Mr. Fleming's office. I've known him for as long as I can remember. He's always been sort of another uncle of mine. Now he's retiring as managing director to make way for Harry Palmer. He doesn't seem very pleased about it, but he's been saying for years that he wanted to retire, so why should he act as though I was having him thrown out? Oh, it's ridiculous. And anyway, my mind's made up. No one in this town's going to say Marcia Pilgrim's hanging her head because she lost her husband to his secretary. No one. Harry Palmer's going to manage the firm for me, and I'm going to marry him. Then let people talk if they can.
And you'll find everything shipshape, Marcia. The whole concern's running like clockwork. We handed over our books on the Puller account yesterday.
Who's handling it now?
Merrill, Finch, Atchison and Dean. Palmer has everything at his fingertips, so all that's left for me to do is bow gracefully out.
You've no regrets, have you, Mr. Fleming?
If I had, my dear girl, would it make any difference? Dear me, I wish your Uncle Tressida was still alive.
Mr. Fleming, before he died, he was getting ready to move Harry up onto the board.
I know, but that was when he was alive. He was still at the helm then, Marcia.
Mr. Fleming, why have you taken this attitude since the first day I mentioned your retirement? You've insinuated, well, not insinuated, maybe, but sort of let me understand that what I'm doing is wrong. About Harry Palmer, I mean. It's my firm now, Mr. Fleming. Surely I can put whom I please in charge of it.
Certainly, Marcia. No one's any intention of gainsaying you.
But I still feel an atmosphere of disapproval. Why is that?
Marcia, my dear, I've always been fond of you. So has Mrs. Fleming, and we don't want to see you embark on any course that you'll have reason to regret later on.
What do you mean in particular?
This young fellow Palmer. Oh, bless my soul, Marcia. I've said it before and I'll say it again. He's simply not competent to run a firm with interests as widespread as ours. Surely you can...
With all due respect, Mr. Fleming, I disagree with you.
I'll be blunt. I'm not happy about this because you'll be too much at Palmer's mercy. Altogether too much, Marcia.
But who should be running the firm, then? Whoever I put in charge, I'll have to trust, won't I?
I expect so. Well, there's no purpose to be served going into it any further. Where's young Palmer now?
Oh, in the accounts room, I think.
Let's have him up so I can shake his hand and wish him luck, eh? Miss Walker.
Yes, Mr. Fleming?
Ask Mr. Palmer to come up to my office if he's there, will you please?
Yes, Mr. Fleming.
You'll see. I know you will. In 6 months, I'm going to make you admit that you were wrong about Harry, and I was right. He'll make a wonderful fist of his job. You watch.
I hope you're right, my dear. I hope so, for your sake. And I think of all the years your Uncle Tressida spent building this organization up.
Oh, I can come in, can't I?
Of course.
Yes, come in, my boy. Harry, we've done all we can to hand the firm over to you in good order and condition. From now on, it's up to you.
Oh, I won't fall down on it, sir.
I want to give you my heartiest congratulations and wish you the very best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, sir. I only hope that if I strike any snags, I can always come to you for advice.
Oh, good gracious me. Of course you can. Shake hands now. There's your desk. There's your chair. Always remember it's Marcia's interest you're looking after, and let's hope this is the first step in a fine career.
From now on, sir, I'll never look back.
Well, bless my soul, yes. Well, time I took my leave, eh? Dear me, I've been here a long time. It's quite a wretch.
You won't think so when you can get out onto the golf course 5 or 6 days a week.
More than 20 years I've been here. Oh, well, lead the way, Marcia. We mustn't clutter up the general manager's office, must we? Goodbye, Palmer.
Goodbye, Mr. Fleming, and good luck. Clear out and make way for me, Harry Jefferson Palmer, general manager of Tressida Bendigo and Company and all its works. Aha! Now watch me go to town.
You wanted to see me, Harry?
I beg your pardon?
I said, did you want to see me?
You mean, did you want to see me, Mr. Palmer? We must observe these little courtesies, don't you think, Glover?
What? Oh, hang it, man, don't be such an ass.
Never mind that. Just listen. Glover, I've never liked you.
Now, look here, Palmer, is this some sort of a joke? We all know you've done pretty well for yourself,
I have done well for myself. And this is not some sort of a joke. As managing director, from today I'm making it my business to do a little tidying up around here. And in case you didn't hear me, I just said I didn't like you.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
And you'll be sorrier in a minute. Glover, I've decided that Bendigo and Company no longer require your services.
Uh-oh. Big boy with a stick, eh? So I'm fired?
Yes, old chap. You're fired.
Mind telling me the reason?
I don't have to give any reasons.
You ask me, Palmer.
I'm not asking you.
But you're just going to hear it just the same. You've been in charge here no more than half an hour, and your first move's to give me the boot. To me, that looks more than a little fishy.
Too bad.
I was brought here originally to keep an eye on you, and...
But instead of me, you caught Jeff Pilgrim.
Right.
Hmm?
And for quite a while, I've been thinking maybe I made the biggest mistake of my life. That couldn't be why you're getting me out of the place as quickly as you can, could it?
I'm getting you out of the place because, as general manager, I think the firm can get along perfectly well without you. That's all, Glover. You can clear out your desk this afternoon. The cashier will have a month's salary for you in lieu of notice.
I could take this up with Mrs. Pilgrim.
I said that's all. Out of my office, if you don't mind.
You'll hear more of this, Palmer.
I told you to get out. Well, it didn't take long to settle you, Mr. Glover. I'm having none of Benny Puller's spies breathing down my neck. And now to engage a nice little personal secretary. Something rather decorative, perhaps. Oh, does this feel good?
I want to speak to Mr. Francis Glover. No one else. Huh? I don't care if he's still in the building. Get him on the phone for me. That's right. B.J. Puller, Puller Corporation. Yes, I'll hang on.
Shall I wait, Mr. Puller?
Yes, tell us, stick around. There's something here I think will interest you. Hello, Frank Glover. Now listen, I want to see you as soon as possible. Huh? So Palmer's fired you already, eh? I thought he would. Didn't waste time, by jingo. What do I know about it? I know plenty about it, and that's why I want to see you. How soon can you make it? This afternoon? In my office. 3 o'clock, usual. Okay. I'll see you at 3 sharp. Bye.
Benny, what are you up to now? How did you know Palmer was going to fire Francis Glover?
Take a seat and I'll tell you. Now then. Cedric Hooper's keeping Palmer informed about our moves, right?
That's right.
But Hooper doesn't know that we're onto him. So I told Hooper, in the strictest confidence, you know, that Glover was working for me, keeping close watch on Harry Palmer.
And our precious Cedric couldn't get to Palmer quickly enough to pass it along. Yes, well, for Pete's sake, I can understand that easily enough. But what in the world did you want to get poor old Glover fired for?
To get him on our side. Now, you make it your business to be up here at 3 so you can listen in. We're going to catch Palmer, Hooper, and Angela Tennant all at once. All 3 of them. All on the one hook.
Well, all right. But it sounds perfectly screwy to me.
Come on in, Glover. You remember Miss Bronson, don't you?
Oh, how are you, Miss Bronson?
It's been quite a while since we met.
Hello.
Well, make yourself comfortable. Now, first of all, I suppose you want to know what all this is about, eh?
You can say that again. You knew Palmer was going to fire me. How?
Because I organized it.
You
knew. Now, hang on a minute and I'll explain. And you're not going to lose a penny by it. Glover, how well do you know the Bendigo Company's accounting system?
Like the back of my hand. It's my business, too.
Right. I'm going to show you how Palmer worked the Bendigo fraud, how he pinned it on Jeff Pilgrim, and how he's covered his tracks ever since. And you know what you're going to do after that?
What am I going to do?
You're going to show me how we can do exactly the same to Harry Palmer. And this time it's going to stick. Stella, ask Jeff to come in here.
Oh, this is awful. I don't want Palmer exposed. Not till he's married to Marcia, and I'm married to Jeff. I don't want to cheat you, Benny, but I can't take the risk. Why can't you leave well alone, just for a little while?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife. Written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.